Hello, welcome to Hello Session. Hello OEMs, hello ODMs, hello hardware and software partners. Oh, and hello my fans. My name is Sam Zhang, your old friend.
Hello. Hello, hello my friends.
Whoa.
Wow, people mountain, people sea. Okay. Thanks for attending this session. And today, in the following 30 minutes, I want to bring you the Windows Hello, what we have achieved, and what we will do next. So, first thing first. In the recent observation, we see the significant increase of the Windows Hello installation and activation, especially for the enterprise deployment. We see a great increase. That said, we win the trust of enterprise users that Windows Hello is a secure, convenience solution for them. That said, you are your password. So you can bring your password here and there. And it can bring you the password-free experience or the secondary login factor of your system. So people keep asking me recently that when users are get use of the face authentication characteristic, are we going to fade out the fingerprint? Well, no. Because the Windows Hello members, they are equally important, including the Windows Hello face authentication, fingerprint, and the companion devices. So our goal is that for the back to school as well as the holiday in 2018, we want to extend the availability to all mainstream and the premium Windows 10 PCs. At least in the default option. So, for face authentication, we see a greatly technical improvement recently. First thing is that we help the ecosystem to migrate to from the old iframe provider framework to the frame server framework. We see the device ready time from seconds to milliseconds. And since RS3, the system start providing the face ROI to the system. So it is possible to enable the face auto exposure to the system. In that case, in recent submissions, I see the very good image quality, especially in the corner. In the past, we were worried about the corner, but recently we see the SNR is greatly improved in the corner. In another word, the field of view can be increased, so it can also increase the user experience. So face auto exposure is one requirement to the submissions from now on. And as you know, just recently, we released the 4.0 spec. The spirit of the 4.0 spec is to help you to extend the Windows Hello face authentication to more form factors. Just like if you use the sensor, I know the sensor is hard to select, but since 4.0, we allow the 30 FPS rolling shutter to the market again. So it helps you not only to save the cost, but also save the power and make many form factors possible. For example, to save cost, save X, and save Y. So the thin bezel is very easy to achieve. So if you have your 3.x modules in your hand, just upgrade your firmware by adding the Face AE support, and then your 3.x module can upgrade to 4.0 and extend the life cycle. So we want to share some experiences for you, but the most important thing is that we invite our friend Peter Brandberger, who is from Intel, in charge of the consumer imaging and the camera engineering team. He will share the experience and the viewpoints from Intel. Welcome, Peter.
Thank you, Sam. Good to see you again. And thank you for letting us join the Windows Hello session.
Thank you.
Intel, my name is Peter Brandberger. I manage the imaging and camera technology group that helps to work with the customers and ecosystem to bring imaging solutions to the market. And Intel, along with all of us, like to bring new solutions to the market. And clearly, Windows Hello is one that's scaling, as Sam just showed the numbers, as well as brings great value to the end user, not having password. And I'm one of the best fans of it because I use it all the time myself. So what we are doing is we continue to partner with Microsoft, in a couple of different ways. We have been developing a couple of ecosystem symposiums, which help to align all of the partners, and many of those partners are in this room today, to create the solutions that we need to scale Windows Hello. So from a cost perspective, this is one of the areas that we have been focusing on. And for cost, we started with developing global shutter type of solutions. And then Intel, along with partners, developed new illumination technologies as well as rolling shutter camera technologies to allow cost reduction to happen. So that was one of our first cost reduction, was going from multiple LEDs to a single LED and going from global shutter to rolling shutter. So that was developed, and then we also have an imaging solution ourselves that we call an imaging processing unit at Intel. And as you see in the graph, the first step there is if you go from an HD camera with a separate IR camera, you can reduce costs by going and using the Intel image processing unit because you no longer have to pay for an external image signal processor. So that was one of the first steps. And to be able to do that step, we have been providing the capability through working with sensor vendors and adding what we call spread spectrum clock, or SSC. This allows for more cost-effective cabling for MIPI. And so we have the solutions that can go through a hinge and still manage emission issues like RFI and EMI. The other comment I would make is trace length. There's a lot of people in the ecosystem that believe the trace length for MIPI, you cannot do a clamshell or even an all-in-one. And with the technologies that we have, we can get that far, especially with the user-facing sensors that we're using in today's solutions. So you can get through that, and customers have actually designed it and launched products that do that today, and you'll be seeing more come to the market. So to further reduce cost, the next step on the other side of this graph is to get to hybrid. And really the hybrid is just taking a RGB sensor and our capability and an IR sensor and combining them into one camera. So this allows you to go from two cameras to one camera, which saves money, also saves integration capabilities, as integration time, and having to not drill more holes into your bezels. So this solution is there. The whole industry is moving this way. Intel is helping, along with USB camera solutions as well, moving to 4x4 hybrid solutions, and these will become available. And when we do that, ultimately we believe there'll be less than a $3 cost adder to add Windows Hello versus your standard webcam or RGB solution. So beyond cost, we also have worked with and heard from customers and partners that they want to do more with this IR subsystem or this infrared subsystem. And so what we've done is we've worked to try to deliver power savings and more security, so for longer battery life and secure. And to do this, we are using the IR subsystem with partners, third-party partners, to go look at who's there, so presence detection, and where you're looking to understand if you're looking at your screen or not. So if you're not looking at your screen, you can dim it and save power and do things like that. So we have been partnering with third-party vendors to deliver this capability. Some of them are actually here at WinHack as well. So we plan to deliver that to market coming soon. So beyond the scaling through cost reduction and new usages, we want to make it very easy. So we have started a program that is called Sutter Buttes, and really it's looking to integrate and to certify and to make these readily available. We've been focusing on user-facing camera solutions to date, which would allow you to do Windows Hello, Skype, Awareness, and Cortana in one solution to be able to pass, to make the customers easy to integrate them and then to certify them. So we've done this and we've targeted three different systems out there. So the first one is to targeting detachables or tablet type form factors. These typically have 5 megapixel or greater user facing and have a high quality bar. So these have a separate camera, so this is a 2-camera solution, so a 5 megapixel and an IR camera. And we're bringing this awareness and presence detection to provide that battery life and security. So that's the first version, and that's ready today. The next one is a 2-camera solution. This is going after the thinnest bezel that Sam was talking about. Being able to go to 2 cameras and get very small is a target of a lot of our customers and the ecosystem to go do that. So we're going to be doing that. And so the second version is really to target the smallest solution that you can do. It also will show the cabling technology that's required to go do this, which is shielded twisted pair to be able to get through a hinge with the spread spectrum clock that I mentioned earlier. And the last one is really targeting this lowest cost, and this is the hybrid. So the hybrid RGBIR, one cost solution to go do that. We'll have solutions out there, so it'll be a single camera solution, and we'll be doing it based off of several sensors that come to market at various different resolution points. So Intel continues to partner with Microsoft and the ecosystem. We'll continue to do symposiums, and we really see this is taking to become a very effective and cost-effective solution. So thank you very much. And Sam, back to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Peter, thanks for your great sharing. So as far as you can see, the trend of current face authentication IR camera module, there are two things. One is provide a dual sensor solution. Another one is to provide a one sensor RGBIR hybrid solutions. So far, in such kind of time, I see dual sensor solution will be the most cost effective combination. And sooner, I see so many sensor vendors are providing the other solutions and will make one sensor possible. And also we are working for saving the power. And so for the LEDs, currently 2 LEDs are the king, but next generation, maybe 1 LED is possible. So we will see, and we want to work tightly with you. But no matter how the module design been changed, there's one thing can never be changed, is the security bar. I insist to remain the same security bar. So to make the Windows Hello is still trustworthy, just like fingerprint. You know, users love to use fingerprint because they have their friends for years, and the fingerprint is now still serving as the main force for the Windows 10, Windows Hello. So what else can fingerprint do? You know, fingerprint is very save the power. It is, so the battery life can never be affected by fingerprint. And also, fingerprint can do more. For example, there is a feature named Wake on Fingerprint by using modern standby. So if you want to see this feature, well, we have a booth outside fingerprint booth. And they will show you their concept of the wake on fingerprint feature. And also, we have a morning standby booth over there, just nearby, and you can see how it can do. As for the enablement guidance will be provided to you within 1 month later after this session. So when we get ready of the Windows Hello device, we can do it to log in. What else we can do? The next answer will be, yes, we will enable the web authentication. Well, the web authentication will under the FIDO 2.0 standard. Just like the OAuth authentication currently being globally used for the website login process, the biometric login solution will be the FIDO 2.0. The FIDO 2.0 is ongoing. The draft is over there, and I see people are working very hard on it. It's on progress. Once it has been achieved, the age, as well as Microsoft accounts, will enable this to support with the Windows Hello by entering FIDO 2.0 protocol. And there are greater than 200 web providers. They are part of the FIDO Alliance, so their websites will support such kind of biometric login as well. So we are glad to see that web authentication will be the next generation, next application of Windows Hello can use. Of course, not only the websites, but the Windows apps can leverage by our APIs to make the Windows Hello possible. So it's not only for the local machine. Once if we apply the FIDO 2.0 on the web, then it can serve the cloud services as well. For example, the Azure Active Directory. So when we talk about this, we can never forget the third member of Windows Hello family, the companion device. If the device can carry the credential with the device, then it can possibly serve for many people to use one device or one people to use multiple devices because you carry the credential with you. Because it's built on the open standard, so it can be enabled in many different types of devices, such kind of CTAP, as known as the client-to-authenticator protocol. For example, there's a CTAP device which uses NFC, and the device can have the pre-definition on the device, and then you use that device through the NFC reader, just simply one tap, and it can enable you to go through the Azure Active Directory, and then very quickly establish your account in 10 seconds. And later on, when you tap it, it can log in to your Azure Active Directory very quickly. So you will see that device later after this session, and it follows up the CTAP protocol. Well, the CTAP protocol is part of the FIDO 2.0. So you can see the document on the web already, and I'm glad to see it's in the implement draft for now. So far, there are so many innovations come with Windows Hello devices. For example, my good friend, Capella Joseph from Capella, he told me that Capella has a sensor solution, which is a long-distance proximity sensor, which can provide some features work with Windows Hello Face authentication. For example, if they detect a human presence, then it will quickly send a GPIO call to wake up the machine and then go through the face authentication process. And if the person, the face is out of the screen, the field of view, then the screen will be dim or be blurred or even be locked. The same solution provided by AKM as well. And also for the modules, I know many of you have concern about the thermal issue of the LEDs. Well, AVC out of there, there's a booth from ABC. They provide some thermal solutions over there. So maybe you can visit ABC. And also, Toby, not only for face authentication, but as you can see in yesterday's presentation, it also supports the eye tracking and they provide a very convenient way to interact with the PCs. And as for fingerprint booth out there, you can visit it later. It will show you that fingerprint can not only put on the place you're familiar with, but also with the power button or any proper positions or even function button of the keyboard. So that said, I think it's pretty much about time for you to plan your next product by leveraging the new spec. I think it's about time for you to think about if you can serve for different form factors, like to a small tablet or regular PCs, mainstream PCs, premium ones, AIOs, monitors, screens, etc. So in current design, almost all form factors can be fulfilled. So, again, we wish to plan for all premium and the mainstream devices to include Windows Hello in next fiscal year. And as for the cost, I believe to bring up the whole ecosystem, then we don't have to worry about the cost. I just want to say one more thing here is that, for example, for face authentication, when you add one IR camera on top of your product, it is not only camera. You're selling your security and convenience solution for your product. It adds values to your product way above the cost of the IR camera. So it's doable. It's worth to do it. So please just do it. So those are my recommendations. And later on, I will still be around, and I will show up at the Ask the Experts session. So I think we can have some Q&A session over there. But I would love to open about 1 minute. If there's any questions, we can answer here. Is there any questions over there for Windows Hello? I know you're very interested about that. Yes? About the camera, fingerprint, companion device, the policy, the spec, the everything. I would love to talk to you. And after this session, of course, you know my email, or you can find me at just around, and we can exchange a name card. So you can still contact me. If you have any product plan for your module level or PC level, we would love to answer. So any question here? No, thank you. So thanks for your attending.